special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. You can always check out my work online. Countless thousands of hours of video at bitchute.com, bitchute.com/ the Freedom Ministry. And we're still on the air with David, Massachusetts.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chris, you know, I was friends with Pastor Pete Peters, and I was friends with Pastor Earl Jones. They used to come up to Alaska every summer. And we used to put them up, and they'd stay for a week or two, at least a week, and sometimes closer to 2 weeks. And for some reason, I always have a little trouble remembering his name. But the pastor from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, he wrote the book Israel Yesterday, Today, and Forever. The point I'm trying to make, I don't have any ash to grind. I thought the world of Pete and Pastor Demi, and he was from Demi, New Mexico, Pastor Earl Jones. He was in, he stormed the Normandy beaches on D-Day. He's deceased, of course, now, Pastor Earl Jones. They were wonderful men, but they didn't believe in the seed line doctrine. Mm-hmm. And Dave Bowie up in Sandpoint, Idaho, doesn't believe in the seed line doctrine. But Reverend Gale really explicated it, really taught it really well, and of course Hungarian George Ezri from California, and then Pastor Dan Damon and some of these strong identity preachers. But the interesting thing is, you know, one way you can tell people who are for real, Chris, they always want to follow the law, and they're always arrested. You know, Reverend Gale was arrested. He was put on trial, and, all the people that are for real are arrested, and the deep state comes against them, and, Pete Peters was never arrested. Earl Jones was never arrested, and I don't know why I can't. I have trouble remembering his name sometimes. Do you know what I'm talking about? He's from Scotts. He's identity, but he's not seed line identity. He's from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. He wrote the book Israel Yesterday, Today, and Forever. He's a famous identity.
Okay.
His name might pop into my head. But the one of the most important points, Chris, is you are an extremely important person, Chris, because you have it straight with the true seed line. Cain was of the wicked one, just like in all the genealogies, like in Luke 3. Read it, how each man was of their father in the genealogy. The Bible interprets itself. So when the Bible says that Cain was of the wicked one, it doesn't mean that that he was of Adam, but Satan entered, but the evil spirit of Satan entered into him. And no, in fact, not only did he kill righteous Abel, Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Not only did he kill righteous Abel, but to show that he was Satan's biological offspring, then he started giving God a lot of insolent back talk. Hey, am I my brother's keeper? What do you, you know, giving God a lot of crap and everything? No, it wasn't. God made everything perfect. Everything God made was good. Adam and Eve, everything God made was good. Not only it was good, it was very, very good. And we're to believe that this wicked, evil Cain was of Adam and Eve, who were very, very good. And no, it's ridiculous. The true teaching is exactly what the Bible teaches. Cain was of the wicked one, and Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Satan didn't murder anybody up in heaven when he was Lucifer. Well, Jesus meant that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. He was talking about Satan incarnated in his son, Cain. Chris, you are so important because you're the only one that's teaching the truth, in my humble opinion. And I'm not trying to badmouth anybody or anything, but a lot of people are all sidetracked with guys like Tex Mars. I was good friends with Tex Mars, but Tex Mars didn't. He didn't know his identity. Tex Mars is really, they're not teaching true Christianity or anything. You're teaching the true Christianity like Reverend William Potter Gale taught the true Christianity, Chris. So when it says Cain, you know, Cain was of the wicked one. He was of his father, the devil. Wasn't it Satan entered into him like Satan entered into Judas at the Last Supper, spiritually entered into Judas? Satan just came along and spiritually entered into Cain? No. Cain was of the wicked one all along. He was the son of Satan, and that's why Jesus said Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Jesus was talking about Cain.
I agree with you. Yes,
yeah,
David.
Chris, Chris, I sent you an email, and then, boy, the devil never sleeps, Chris. I was trying to communicate with you, and I sent you an email, and then I won't go into it over the phone, but my communications, my life was kind of Satan, really. I came under satanic attack, but the question is, did you ever get an email from me? I tried to email you.
I don't believe so. Try to send it again, though, and I'll definitely respond to you. Okay.
Yeah, if I send you my telephone number, do you think you'd be able to possibly give me a buzz on the telephone sometime?
Yeah, I could probably do that as well, sir. You got it.
Yeah, great, Chris. Because I'm not too much on that email and just stuff.
Okay.
To me, it's kind of like girly man stuff, all that emailing and stuff. I like to talk to somebody man to man,
I'm
not sure if it's on the phone, but Chris, and I'll say this, and this might offend some people, especially some of the females and everything, but...
Sure, wrap up your point, I just got another caller's on, but you, go ahead, David.
Okay, there's a reason why the Apostle Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach. I've gone into Lorraine Gay's archives, and she's not teaching the truth, Chris. And all these females, they're all praising this Lorraine Gay, and she's not teaching the truth like you're teaching the truth, Chris, at all. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach. There's a reason why, Chris. And I just hope, Chris, that you don't buckle under or knuckle under to... I just hope that you stand fast and hold firm to the true seed line doctrine as taught by Reverend William Potter Gale, G-A-L-E, William Potter Gale, if you want to know the true Christianity. So, okay, Chris, thanks
David.
For taking my call, and I keep doing my prayers. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yes, that's what I believe, and others can believe what they believe, obviously. I also want to give a shout out to Tom from Utah, because he was actually the mentor of Lorraine Day, and she never gives him credit. So I'd like to give him credit where she doesn't. She learned a heck of a lot from Tom. And with that, we will jump to our next caller holding. Thank you for holding. Timothy in Washington. Hey, Timothy.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, this is Timothy, one of your biggest fans. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, so you were talking about your problem in the beginning of the show, your exodus, so to speak, from New Jersey. I've done a little thinking on this, and it's only take about a minute. But, so number one, you're on a clock. Time's of the essence, so you don't have any time. Number two, where you're going to go is already defined by a lot of factors, everything from water, where you know it's not going to be like on the East Coast because of 140 nuclear power plants. You know it's not going to be California. You can actually go through and basically figure out, yeah, it's either going to be Idaho or South Dakota or Wyoming or Missouri. So that's already defined for you. The other thing that you can do this quick, because you are on a clock, you ought to find an IT guy that you can trust. And you know, the one thing not to do is, like, I live in Washington State. I got little 5 acres. It's actually my children's property. No real room for anybody. What not to do is end up on somebody's property in the back 40. So what I'm saying, Chris, is you're more like not a Joseph Smith figure, more like a Moses figure. You're somebody that has a vision that leads a group. And the quickest way to do that, because these groups are going to be popping up, especially after what happened in Pennsylvania, after Palestine, the land's being polluted, everybody's waking up. So these groups of people, they're going to say, man, we got to do something. We got to find some place to go. We got to get organized. They're going to be popping up everywhere. So I think the best thing you can do is find an IT guy. You lay your vision out of what you want to do. In other words, your vision of the community. And then people will actually come to you. But that would be some of the quickest ways that you could actually do it, like in a week, because there are going to be a lot of people. And then there's already existing communities out there that you already know that you, because of what you believe and your mindset, you know, just like I tell, I've talked to a few other different type people, like a black Christian. Well, what should I do? Well, you go like and to like. You find a black community, you know, that's where you want to be when this whole hell breaks loose. If you're a white Christian, you go to white and to white. You want to go as many strong things that's going to support once this hell, whatever we got coming at us, comes at us. So anyways, I just wanted to weigh in on that, Chris, and just give you the idea of saying, like, lay your vision out. Just get an IT guy and puts up a website, because there are, you know how many Amish right now are figuring out how to get online, to figure out how to move? We're all over the place. I mean, everybody's scrambling now. So, you always got a great show, Chris. So I just wanted to give you just a couple of things there. It was on my mind. Nice. So God bless.
Appreciate it, Timothy.
Thanks.
God bless you as well. And I appreciated all of you keeping me in your prayers, because money is not something I have a whole heck of a lot of. Here in New Jersey, everywhere around is just take, take, take. It's, you know, really the socialist republic of New Jersey, for sure. Definitely part of the red Babylonian system that we've been reading about in this book. So, to reiterate, yes, I am looking to, move. I have to move. I can't stay where I'm at much longer. And, we are hardworking. We are God-fearing people. And we just want to continue a simple, yet humble, yet fulfilling, and God-centered life. That's what we want. So, if you have ideas, and I appreciate those who have reached out already, please send me an email and we will hook up. You can do so at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. And if you wish to call in live and talk to me on air, you can do so by dialing 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Just be intelligent, respectful, and you will have your time. We must be delivered. And who's going to deliver us, folks? Yahweh, God, Jesus. Still from Who is Esau Edom, written by Charles A. Weissman. I'm on page 64 of the PDF. A further revelation of the process and nature of Jacob's final deliverance from his enemy Esau is found in the Apocrypha of the Bible. Then answered I and said, "What shall be the parting asunder of the times or the ages? Or when shall be the end of the first age and the beginning of the age that follows?" And he said unto me, God said unto me, "From Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first, or from the beginning, the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that follows." So Jacob is of God. Esau is of the world, the Red Babylonian system. Thank you for calling. We'll take your call. Trudy in Virginia. Hey, Trudy.
Howdy, Chris. I had talked to you once before a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we called the person that takes the phone calls. And he said that he'd email you our phone number.
Oh, yeah. Was that
and,
Patrick? Patrick, you mean?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, I have it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're all set then. And we love you, Chris. You are. I said this to you last time. You're a blessing because there's very few programs out there that are edifying. Say that. Mm-hmm. What?
Give us a call.
Oh, my husband said, "Give us a call, please."
Oh, I will. I planned on it.
Yeah. Because okay, all righty. But he was in the other room. He yelled to me. But it is. It's a blessing. We need edification of saints because it's getting very difficult to have any fellowship. But yep. I've got you, and I have a good friend, Cindy, and I'm very blessed. And I have my husband, and I have Yeshua. So praise the Lord. And just keep up the good work, and we love you.
Thank you so much. And I will call you folks. I appreciate it, Trudy.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. Your prayers mean a lot. Prayer is powerful, and that's why it's not often said as much as it should be. And even if it's said a lot, it can be said more. Prayer, prayer, prayer. What did Yeshua, the Christ, do in his times of need, it seemed, you know, in the Bible? He prayed. You have God in the flesh praying to Yahweh, right? Because he was in the fleshly carnal body and still kind of confined, you know, in this world with the world's limitations. Although he was supernatural because he was God. What did he do? He prayed. Prayer is so powerful, folks, and I appreciate every single one of your prayers. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right now.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Consider this.
dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Switzer. As always, you can check out my work online at bitchute.com, bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. Please do so. And if you wish to call in and talk on air, you can by dialing 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. 443. We're going to jump right into the next caller. Appreciate it. George in Colorado. Hey, George.
I have a 4-acre spread out here just outside of Colorado Springs. I've been working it all by myself for the last year. I've got a turkey house that can house 1,000 turkeys, and I've got a chicken house that probably could hold a couple of hundred chickens. But guess what? I'm here all alone, me and two dogs. I have no electric and I have no water. I choose to live off the grid. I'm extending an invitation to you and maybe some followers.
All right, George. Please, if you would, send me your information to my email. Do you use email? I should ask.
I don't. That's how far off the grid I am. I tuned in, turned off, and whatever.
Okay.
I'm looking up the Colorado Mountains right now, snow cap. All I need is some water, and we can make this happen. We don't need electricity. I've got a lot of trees on the property. We can burn wood. I cook outdoors, all meals. I do have some other cooking utensils, but I need some good God-fearing people to help me work this land.
Absolutely. How would I get in contact with you, George?
You want me to blast my number out over the air?
It's up to you.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how
else. You can live here for free. You and your followers, I can't take many. Probably, I don't know. How many followers you think you want to bring with you? Half dozen, maybe?
I don't even know. Yeah, right now it's my core family unit. But if you want to hang on after the... Yeah, if you want to hang on after, I can have the board op take your number from you before we hang up.
All right.
I think
all right.
They would be able to do that.
I've been making a run at this for the last year all by myself. I grew a small crop. Wasn't much. I just wanted to see what I could do. I plan on buying some topsoil shortly as soon as the season opens up again. I enlarged the garden.
All right.
But I think we can make a run out of it out here. Our grandparents raised turkeys and chickens out here back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and sold them to the United States Air Force. So I'm trying to do that again, but I'm a one-man army. It's kind of hard. I'm in my 60s. I'm pretty fit.
Gotcha, George. And so anybody who wishes to contact me, I don't mind. My number is 732-948-3176. Okay. Anybody who's listening, go ahead.
Well, you're going to put me over to the switchboard people, so they'll take my info.
Sure.
Maybe they can give me that info.
Yeah.
But
that's perfect.
In a sense, I'm kind of desperate for some God-fearing people that want to work the land and live off the land and be prepared when it all crashes.
Gotcha. All right, George. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Hey, I'm extending a hand.
All right, George. Stay on the line and... I think the board op can take your information for me. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that. God bless you.
All right, George. You too.
Good day.
You too, sir. So I hope they're able to get his information out in Colorado. Some God's country out there. And we'll jump to our next caller, Nancy in California. Hey, Nancy.
Yeah. Hi. What was your number again? You said it so fast.
Okay, it's 732-948-3170.
Okay, so I had called because the one I was calling about, the Khazars, it's not, so I heard David Duke dismiss the idea of Khazars. He said that reflects from... the Jewish people and makes it seem like they're innocent and it's just these Khazars.
Right.
The reason the Khazars would have been bad is because they adopted the beliefs and the teachings of Talmud, of Judaism. It's not that they're inherently bad and polluting the whole Jewish line. So that is one thing I wanted to say. Another one, the other day... And there's been a lot of, periodically, people will, it'll come up. In fact, Michael Rivero just a few days ago said that the Romans killed Christ. And before I get off on that, I need to really fast say, because I might forget, I think you should contact Lauren as well. She used to be a talk show host there, and she has invited people. Okay.
Okay.
And I think Lauren would be an excellent option. Okay. But...
That individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
We're back. We're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Please, if you wish to contact me, drop me a line at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com, thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. And I believe we still have Nancy on the line, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So the other point I was going to make was about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They say, no, it was the Romans, you know, just, no, it was at the behest of the Jews. Pilate was overseeing the Judean quarters. You know, basically he was overseeing Judea, who was living
yes.
within Roman borders. The Romans had no problem with Jesus Christ. The Jews, Jewish hierarchy, who was threatened by his influence and conspired to kill him, had a problem with Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate
right.
washed his hands. He also said, here, here's a prisoner. Who do you want killed? You know, it was like a mob, probably the original Antifa, who got behind the death of Jesus Christ. And his wife, Pilate's wife, even had a dream and said, don't kill this man, he's innocent. And Pilate did all that he could to avoid having Jesus Christ murdered, but
Caiaphas took responsibility of that and said, let his blood be upon us and our children.
That's right. The curse of the Jews. Yes, generational.
You know,
you're absolutely right.
I know that there's a scripture that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock has referred to about, and I need to get that scripture where it says, don't go preach to them or they'll be forgiven of their sins. Do you happen to know where that is?
I do not. Not that I can think of, at least. No.
Okay, well,
I mean,
so no. We know that the allegory of the vineyard and the orchard, that some orchards are just completely burnt down, some are grafted. We understand the meaning of this. So to me, if there are people that reject those teachings, the Talmudic teachings that are so evil, then good for them. I would say that they've been grafted in to a different orchard. I don't know. I mean, there's still... We're all still learning, right? But
sure.
By the way, I think it was Joe who said women shouldn't teach. I don't mind. I agree. I don't totally agree with Lorraine Day's, all of her opinions when it comes to things. But who do you think is teaching your children, Joe? Who do you think raises up the children and teaches them? And that's the formative years. And there was one incident once where somebody said, you're just a mother. And I said, yeah, I'm just a mother. Just like this was a liberal that said it to me. And I said, yes. And Bill Clinton, first of all, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. Second of all, an example of that is Bill Clinton, who said that the two most influential people in his life, his mentors, were his mother, number one, and Carol Quigley, who wrote the book Tragedy and Hope.
Yep.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. You have a good day.
No, thank you.
And don't give your number out anymore. You gave it out. I was going to call up and tell you, hey, when you call people, you put in *67 and you can block your number so that they don't have it. Go change your number, Chris. And then when you call people, because you've made, you know, you're hearing things that make it very precarious for you.
Yes, I'm aware.
When you call people, go change your number. And when you call people, put in the number *67, no matter how trustworthy. All the people you're talking to, including me on RBN, we're all strangers to you.
Sure.
Hey.
No, I appreciate the advice. Thanks,
you're
Nancy.
Welcome.
God bless you. And we will jump to Timothy in Washington. Hey, Timothy. Do we have Timothy? Maybe not. I don't know if Timothy's still there. Do we have? Oh, okay. We'll jump to James in Vancouver. Are you there, James?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey,
long
James.
Long time no speak.
Yes, sir.
I think when you think about it, 2,500 years ago and before, they had a nice little slave trade going on in Greece, from Greece to northern Russia. The etymology for Slav is the Greek sklavos, which means slave. So you had north-south trade route going there. And I believe probably at that time, and this is, of course, speculation, but some of the Judeans were in Greece and were probably involved as well. So... when was Judaism introduced into that area of the Ukraine? I think it's an open question. Also, I hit on something a couple of days ago that actually the Ukrainian people have a certain amount of Greek blood in them, more than the Russians. That's okay. Something that could be looked at. So
that's interesting.
This is a, I thought it was, because that would mean that, you know, people say, oh, Ukrainians and Russians, they're the exact same thing. Well, no, it doesn't quite work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I did a bit of research into who the Pharisees and who the Sadducees were. How I did it was I asked Google, I said, what tribe were the Pharisees from? And I got a name of a tribe. I can't even remember the name. What tribe were the Sadducees from? They were from a different tribe. Now, let me ask you, Christ was from the house of David, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Solomon was David's son, and Solomon built the temple, right?
So correct.
At the time the temple was built, it was the house of David that ran it. By the time Christ came, it was another tribe had taken over. Am I right there?
Yeah.
Sadducees.
Yeah, the Herod's tribe.
Right. So this was, what's the word, internecine or internecine feud going on for hundreds of years in the region of Judea with all these tribes that, okay, they could be all called Jews, or maybe only some of them were Jews, but they were all fighting over who was going to have power, I presume, in the temple and the politics that went along with that. Would I be correct there?
That's what it seemed, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a complicated situation. And so all I wanted to, I wanted to express my my opinions and run them by you. And I hope you're okay out there. They had that that East Palestine situation. Are you near? Oh, you're in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, it's not in my neck of the woods, right?
Okay, well,
I have other slime to deal with here.
The yeshiva. I heard you one time.
Yes.
The guys at the yeshiva. Uh-huh. All right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks
talk,
for
talk
brother.
Soon. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Herod's temple. At the time, it was Herod when Jesus, came in the flesh and exposed these Edomites. And, of course, from John 8:44, he calls them out. You are of your father, the devil, he says to the Pharisees. And he was a murderer from the beginning. And as the other caller aptly put it and pontificated about, David, I believe, it was a murderer from the beginning, from Cain murdering Abel and many other murders down the line and murdering of the prophets. And I believe we have Timothy back on the line. Timothy from Washington.
Yeah, Chris, unusual for me to make a second call, but I think I miscommunicated. This is only going to take 30 seconds. I think I miscommunicated what I was trying to connote to you in the first call. But because you're scrambling now, and you're going to all of a sudden notice that people, and this is kind of a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, people are going to say, I want the man of God on my property, or I want the prophet in my house. And all I was trying to communicate to you is that, Chris, when you finally do make your deal, it's not about you being a farmhand, but it's going to some place to where people understand and they got the money and the resources and the land, where you say to them, look, I want them to start a ministry. In other words, I want to build a family, faith, faith, family, farm, community. And I'm just the first one. I want to build something from the ground up. So more than I need a place to come and work or whatever, it's more like they understand you want to start a ministry from the ground up, where you want to start something new. That's what I was trying to communicate. That's all, Chris.
Okay. No,
okay,
I appreciate it.
God bless you. All right, thank you now.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, absolutely. And God has a plan. I truly believe he does. I'm not always privy to what that plan entails. But I know one thing, and I got to move. And I need to make changes. That much I do know. My wife, me, and our child. So that much I do know. And this world is definitely ran by the synagogue of Satan. It is abundantly clear. Even those who are not religious at all, or, you know, I don't even call what I believe a religion. It's just Yahweh's way. It's the truth, the way, the life. And it's called Christianity today, but that can also take on other connotations, right? Churchianity, Christian Zionism, you know, things that don't even compute with the real word of God. So it's just the word of God, his command, and the way of life that would entail. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's what I want for my family and the community that would be around me. And if that's something that sounds good to you, you're on board, please reach out. TheFreedomMinistry@ProtonMail.com. TheFreedomMinistry@ProtonMail.com. And we're still reading from Who is Esau Edom by Charles A. Weissman. And we were talking about Jacob and Esau, as always. The crux of it all. God's people. And Satan's seed line. And this recalls to us the event of the birth of Esau and Jacob, and the significance of why Jacob held on to Esau's heel at their birth. Everything in Scripture has a meaning or purpose. The heel represents the end, and the hand, the beginning of man. Esau's time was to have an end, which would mark the beginning of the time of Jacob. Thus, Jacob's deliverance from the oppression and servitude of Esau can only come about by the end of Esau, or his elimination from the world. A significant aspect of Jacob's bondage is that the people cannot discern between what is evil and what is not. Our people were once concerned about the corrupting influence of the Antichrist Jews in society, but now their lack of concern has brought about Jewish dominion in the land. Quote, Jewish Talmudism owes its existence today to the indifference in which it is regarded. The Jew is prejudiced against the Bible, doing what he can do to destroy public honor of the book. End quote. And that's from The International Jew, Dearborn Publishing, by Henry Ford. The Christians do not see the Jews as the Antichrist they are, but rather as Bible followers and quote-unquote God's chosen people. And it couldn't be further from the truth. This condition will change with Jacob's deliverance. Quote, so you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. And that's Malachi 3:18. It should go without saying that if the white Christian people all knew that the Jew is the wicked one, is not an Israelite, and does not serve God, it would be the end of the Jew, and the Christians would be delivered from the Jews' corrupting influence and yoke of bondage. They then would do exactly as is foretold in the next verses of Malachi. That's Malachi 4:1-3. For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the days that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. And it actually reminded me as I was reading that about James O'Keefe. I don't know if any of you watched any of that or followed from Project Veritas. You know, he had some big splashes in the news. It was on Tucker Carlson when he exposed that executive from Pfizer who was talking about the gain of function and how they're basically just, you know, killing us for profit, right? Well, because of his involvement with Jews on the board where he works, he was kicked out. Gone. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
Happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee. And I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee. And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Thank you very much for listening. Please continue listening to RBN and continue to support this network, because you're not going to hear voices like this on other networks. So it's truly special, and I appreciate having the time on air myself. And we are wrapping up who is Esau Edom, the crux of all the issues right now, as I see it, in this world. And this is again a promise of the destruction of the wicked by fire or burning at the hand of Israel. Note that the wicked, which is to be burned, is regarded as stubble, just as Esau was in Obadiah 18. The doctrine of universal salvation is obviously not a biblical doctrine, since there is no hope, redemption, or salvation for Esau Edom, only complete destruction. That is the prophecy. That is exactly how it is. And I was speaking right before the break about James O'Keefe. He didn't come out and say it in his parting words with his staff, explaining how he was forced out of his own company that he started, Project Veritas, but it's obvious. He bucked up against the big Jewish company, Pfizer, and there were people on the board that had clout and obviously influence and power, and Pfizer contacted them and said, get rid of that guy. This is not happening. So they did. They absolutely did. That's a prime example of Esau Edom in the world today. It doesn't get any more obvious. He hit one of the biggest exposés of Pfizer, exposed the living crap out of them, and got like 50 million views overnight or whatever it was. And then his problems started immediately. The board came after him. He came under fire by his own corporate, his own company. Be careful of the company you keep. You must be like-minded. You must be like-minded. And unfortunately, we are living, or fortunately, for those who want to look at it that way, we are living in the end times, as prophesied from the Bible. Doesn't get much more obvious to me. It's very, very plain. And for things to get better, unfortunately, as the Bible says, it's going to get worse. But what we can do is get our houses in order, trust in God, and just do it. Just do it. So all of you out there that are walking this walk, talking this talk, and living the way, the truth, the life, I commend you. I salute you. We must unite together as one, or we will all fall separately. I appreciate your time, folks. Keep listening to RBN. Donate. And please contact me if you're of like mind and you want to get something started. Appreciate it, folks. God bless you. I'm out.
Only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.